Everybody, welcome to Sunday. It's InfoWars Sunday Briefing. Of course, I'm David Pollack in for Nick Sorter today. And look, we're looking forward to a lot of things today. Obviously, we're going to be talking about the Tuesday elections. There's a lot to discuss there. Obviously, big race in New York City. We're watching as potentially a socialist, communist, Muslim, God knows whatever he decides to be, might just be the next mayor of New York City. Polls suggest that he is, and we're going to talk about that with Brandon Strzok here in a minute, who's doing a lot of work to stop him. We also are going to be looking at this shutdown. I think we're in day... Now I got to do math because I was using October. Now we're at what? Day, I guess, 33? The longest shutdown in American history is 35 days. Now we're at 33 days. The big fight over SNAP benefits is just the latest sort of deception that the Democrats are doing. We're going to talk about that a little bit too. And of course, Nick himself is going to join us later. He's in the field as always. And Antifa is up to their old antics in Portland. Some places are cracking down. And we're going to be talking about all of that today here on Sunday Briefing. And let's get right into it. We're looking into Virginia first, right? Because we got what? I think we have New York, we have Virginia, we have New Jersey, and then I guess a handful of municipal elections and ballot initiatives around the country. Now, for those of you who don't follow elections that close, you're like, I didn't know there was elections this year. The federal elections are every 2 years, and then we have these off-year elections in state races where you either have municipal elections, you know, mayor, city council, school boards, and all that fun stuff. And then you have these state races. And of course, the highest profile races we're watching right now are in places like Virginia, right? There we have Democrat Abigail Spanberger, and she is facing Republican Winsome Sears. Most of the public polling there shows Spanberger is leading, some almost in polls suggesting as much as 10 points. This was a state that we flipped a few years back. Remember, it was all over the allowing trans people in girls' restrooms, and I guess parents were finally sick of it. Democrats are looking to take that state back. The Washington Post Char School, it's a survey. It gave Spanberger a double-digit edge earlier this month. Some polls suggest it's tightening, especially down ballot. We'll see. There's also an attorney general contest there that's a statistical tie. So you could end up with a Republican or a Democrat governor and still a Republican attorney general. So it'll be interesting. Let's see what happens with turnout there. We also over in New Jersey, big gubernatorial race there. Can that state flip red? Now, you have Mikey Sherrill and, of course, Jack Cittarelli or Cittarelli, I guess you could say. I don't speak Italian. That was a big contested primary. Jack Cittarelli obviously getting the Trump endorsement, winning the primary. He's catching up on Sherrill. Now, a Republican hasn't won that state, I think, since Chris Christie. And, you know, big shoes to fill there. Big waistband, too. And the Quinnipiac show, latest Quinnipiac polls show that Sherrill is ahead 51-43, but I don't believe that poll. The race in other polls, Atlas Intel, for example, has the race within 1 point. Some people are saying it's too close to call. Be careful with some of these polls, guys, because, you know, you have these persuasion polls that try to convince people not to show up. But we'll see what happens. Independent voters probably going to determine that race. A lot of energy on the Republican side. And of course, New York City. It just gets crazy over there. Eric Adams out, progressive, socialist, communist, whatever, American hating, anti-American, non-American, Zohran Mamdani. He's leading the field right now by, it looks convincingly. Independent now, Andrew Cuomo, he's trying to catch up. Curtis Silva staying in the race. She's trying to get the law and order vote. Polling has Mamdani up by double digits there. Brandon Strzok's working really hard to stop him, but it doesn't look good there, folks. We're going to talk about all of that here in a second with Brandon. Now, I don't know what's going to happen in New York. It doesn't look like it's going to be good. We will see, but we're going to watch this all Tuesday night. In Virginia, can Republicans boost that roll turnout? New Jersey, can independents shift the state? What will happen in New York City? All of that is coming up right after this break.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think that this is really funny because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. So there's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesshow.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalist in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Welcome back to InfoWars Sunday Briefing. David Pollack here in for Nick Sorter, out running around doing what he does as one of the best independent journalists in the nation. He'll be joining us later, by the way. Before the break, I talked to you about the Tuesday elections coming up. A lot of big elections, especially New Jersey, Virginia, New York. And look, the media is already out there trying to, I should say the fake news media and Democrats are out there trying to suggest that if Democrats win the races they're expected to win, somehow it's sort of, if it's some sort of sticking it to Trump and a rejection of Trump's policies. Of course, that's how they're going to present it. But I think there's actually a much bigger situation here with respect to the rise of socialism in the United States. And one man who has been fighting against the socialists in this New York race, trying to stop Mamdani, is our good friend Brennan Strock, the founder of Walkaway, one of the best organizations, I think, in the country for getting people to at least walk away from the Democrat Party and come back to America. Brennan Strock, welcome to the show.
Hey, David, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my honor, as always. Look, we're down to the wire. You have been working like crazy, building huge crowds in New York City, trying to stop Mamdani. Those people seem to have lost their minds and they've gone from bad to worse. This is a city that went from Giuliani and being cleaning up the city to be one of the greatest places on earth. And I love New York. I've lived in New York. I know you've spent a lot of time in New York. You're there now. And they just continuously vote from bad to worse. And now it looks like they might try to elect a communist who gets offended and says, no, call me a socialist. How's it looking there on the ground? What's your take?
Well, look, I, as you already pointed out, you know, this is an uphill battle. I always knew it was going to be an uphill battle. I didn't get involved in this fight because I thought it was going to be easy or that this was going to be a slam dunk. I got involved in the fight because it needs to be done and because I don't believe that we run away from fights just because they're tough. And I also don't think that we abandon entire regions or districts of our country just because they happen to be going solidly blue. Yeah. This is a huge problem that with the Republican Party, where they've completely abandoned areas of our country and basically made the decision that it's just not worth fighting for, which I think is absolutely insane. How's it looking? Well, here's where we are. You know, early voting ends today at 5 p.m. in New York City. So we've had early voting since October 25th. Polls are showing right now that early voting is up like about 500%, which is crazy. So at this point, I think well over 500,000 people have come out to early vote. That's way, way more than normal. And also early polling is showing that of these 500,000 plus people, about 60% of them are over the age of 55. Now, that's not really Mamdani's base. You know, that age bracket, we've been looking at the polling numbers. He's polling really, really well with young people, you know, 18 to 25. He does moderately well with people 35 to 55. And then he doesn't do well at all with people over the age of 55. And even if you look at the five different boroughs, one of them being Staten Island, for anyone who doesn't know, of the five boroughs of New York, Staten Island is by far the most conservative. It typically goes solidly red, has always gone solidly red for President Trump, in his three election cycles. Even Staten Island is showing record high early voting turnout. So there are a number of key markers here. I've said since the beginning, even if nobody drops out of the race, if we can drive record high turnout, we can take this guy. I don't think that he has the numbers. Last thing I'll say on the matter is that typically, the winner of the New York City mayor's race gets about 750,000 votes. Now, we're going to see a lot more people come out to vote this time for sure. But Mamdani only got about 460,000 votes in the primary. He drove record high turnout among young people, and he was able to win because we have ranked choice voting. But we don't have ranked choice voting in the general election. So the question is, is going to be able to get up to 750,000 votes and actually far beyond that because of the record high turnout? It remains to be seen, but I believe we can defeat him. I'm not giving up.
Yeah, I mean, look, I agree with you completely. Republican, and again, you've never been a Republican activist. You've always been I call it a pro-America activist. You left the Democratic Party because of what they turned into. You're Republican now, but you've never been like, you know, let's do this for Republicans. You've always said, let's do this for America. And I really think that is the MAGA base. I think that is that America first mentality. It's that a lot of people who went to Trump voted for Trump, not because he was Republican, voted for Trump because here was a guy who was finally speaking to me and representing me, regardless of the political party, even though he happens to be a Republican. That being said, you're out there on the ground. You talk about people not wanting to get into the fight because they think it's a lost cause. I think that's a very Republican way of looking at things. The way they put money into races that they think they're going to win, they abandon the races that they think they don't. And what you're doing so well, and I'm so glad you said it, and what people like you are doing is exactly going to those places where people have just given up, the Republican Party has given up, and you say, we are not going to quit. And even if we happen to lose New York, it's the amount we've gained from that loss, I think, that will carry us over to victory in the next one. So, I mean, have you seen assistance from the Republican Party organization, or have you seen more grassroots type anti-socialist, pro-New York, pro-America type people coming to your side to try to fight off the socialists?
Well, it's definitely been the latter. I mean, any sort of ground game that's happening right now in New York City is really individuals, activists, volunteer corps, you know, and that's, I believe that I built the largest volunteer corps in New York City. But not only have we not been contacted by or in communication with the Republican apparatus about any of the efforts that we're doing, you know, we haven't heard from them any way, shape, or form. And I want to be clear. Wow. I went out and I secured my own funding to do what I'm doing. We've invested a great deal of money in New York City from the money that I fundraised myself. I never went to anybody asking for funds. I never went to anybody asking for a handout. All I have wanted this entire time was for people to help spread the message of what I'm doing. So, and what that is, for anyone who doesn't know, my organization, Walk Away, and the PAC that I formed, Defeat Mamdani PAC, through those two organizations for the last 5 months, we have done countless rallies, open mic debates, canvassing efforts with my volunteers. I produced a video series of 8 different videos that I put out debunking Mamdani's policies, debunking Mamdani's promises, and the real truth and the lies of Democrat socialism. I would have been thrilled if the Republican apparatus would have even shared my videos, shared my posts, invited people to come to my rallies. It helped provide volunteers to help us get out and canvas and door knock. I was completely ignored. And honestly, that's been my experience for almost 8 years now since I started Walk Away. And I'm just being really honest and upfront about that. I think in years prior, I haven't spoken out about these things that much because I always thought, you know, you better just shut up about it and hope that eventually the situation will change and just, you know, keep your head down, do the work. But I mean, at a certain point, I got to say, I've been at this now for almost 8 years. I think you know very well, it's not been the easiest 8 years. I've been one of the most targeted individuals in the entire conservative movement. I had the full might of the Biden administration come after me to put me in jail, to civilly sue me, to depose me by Congress, to investigate my organization, to investigate me, to drag me through utter hell. But I'm staying in the game. I'm still staying out there fighting for the Republican establishment. I'm just like, hey, guys, can I get just like a little tiny bit of cooperation? I'm working very, very hard to try to support your party and this movement. And I don't ask for much in return. you know, just a tiny, tiny bit of cooperation would be greatly appreciated.
Wow. Well, look, I appreciate you. America appreciates you. New York appreciates you, Brandon. If you need people to, I got about a minute left. If people can come and support you and find out what you're doing and help, I mean, we're closing in, but you need all the help you can get right now to save New York. Where can they go?
Well, for now, I would encourage people to go to walkawaycampaign.com if they want to learn more about getting involved in my organization, whether that's if they want to make a donation, if they want to volunteer, if they just want to learn more about the events that we're doing, go to walkawaycampaign.com. But the election in New York City is Tuesday, and it is mandatory that every New Yorker gets out and votes. Now, let's see if I can remember right now, because this one always trips my brain up a little bit. You go to findmypollsite.vote.nyc. That's what it is. So if you don't know where to go and vote, go to findmypollsite.vote.nyc, type in your address and learn where you go out and you vote on Tuesday, and get out and vote. Vote for anyone but Mamdani. Let's show up in record numbers. Let's create the most massive upset that the country's ever seen. Let's defeat Mamdani.
Let's do it. Brandon, thank you so much for joining. More to come right after this.
What out there could have an effect like methylene blue and synergistically work with it to boost it and supercharge it? So I got with Bigley. They've been making supplements long before I got with them. And I got with Chase, who's really smart. And I said, I want you to go to a couple of different formulators and ask them what you think's the best. Announcing, ladies and gentlemen, Ultra Methylene Red. Now, this bottle is three times the size of an ultramethylene blue bottle, because it's to have the formula, you got to have a lot more stuff in it. But this, ladies and gentlemen, is amazing. And it just came in yesterday. I took it with the methylene blue. Incredible workout today. Clarity, focus, it is so amazing. And it works with methylene blue. And it works without it. And unlike ultramethylene blue that you can't take if you're on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor or certain medications, nothing in this has any of those counterindications, but still consult your physician. But when you take it with ultramethylene blue, it just does synergistic things that are amazing. I mean, I had this idea like a month into methylene blue exploding. I said, we got to come out with something that's complementary or even better. This is the research from that. You can buy three bottles, get 25% off. Buy two bottles, get 20% off. Buy one bottle, get 15% off. And when you subscribe and you cancel any time, it locks it in at 50% off at thealexjonesstore.com. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. And it's available right now exclusively. Limited first run. A little more comes in a month, but they got a limited run. Chase, tell us about what is in Ultra Methylene Red.
Well, I got to tell you, I've never been prouder of a product launch than I am of this. I really had a heavy hand in this.
So we are officially the first company through the Alex Jones Store that's ever even invented or launched something like this called Methylene Red. So I'm incredibly proud. And so we put this together as both a methylene blue super enhancer, especially with the cognitive focus benefits, the mitochondria empowerment, and the brain dropping off an extra electron for the brain cells. But it's also an incredible standalone product. I mean, just to give you an example, Alex, one of our best sellers when we were still operating the InfoWars store was Ultra 12. And this has everything that Ultra 12 had in it. 206,000% your daily value of vitamin B12 through methylcobalamin. So this is all backed by studies, by the way. We looked very carefully into this. The P5P, form of B6 that cranks out GABA, serotonin, and dopamine like a neurotransmitter factory. It's got 5,000 micrograms of neurological B12 that regrows damaged nerve cells and shields your memory from the brain drain agenda from the globalists. It's got 5 grams of TMG, a methyl donor juggernaut that recycles homocysteine, fueling DNA repair and detoxifying your brain. It's got acetyl L-carnitine in it. It's a brain-penetrating carnitine that floods your mitochondria with ATP, which is basically energy and reverses cognitive aging. It's got uridine monophosphate in it, the synaptogenesis rocket fuel that grows new dendritic spines and locks in razor-sharp memory, and just so much more. It's even got the CoQ10 in it, of course, which is huge, huge product that we've sold in different forms in the past. But this is the most impressive compilation of ingredients that I've ever seen in a supplement. I'm very proud that we launched it. I'm very proud that it's our second tincture on the market. And when I'm looking through these studies, I mean, here are the benefits that are listed: migraine prevention, cardiovascular health, antioxidant, cellular protection. We've got neurotransmitter synthesis and mood helps people with depression, according to these studies that I've looked at here. Even energy and fatigue reduction, more cardio production, cognitive support, mood cognition, endothelial function. I mean, it goes on and on. Nerve regeneration, cognitive and mood support,
So that's what you're getting with us, Ultramethylene Red. Everything we sell is the most insanely powerful, best thing we can come up with, because this is what we take, and it's common sense to want to sell somebody something that really works. So that's why everybody just raves and raves and raves about the products at thealexjonesstore.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to InfoWars Sunday Briefing. David Pollack still here in for the great Nick Sorter, who's out in the field bringing you the content you expect him to bring of all the craziness in America. Before the break, we were talking with Brandon Strzok. What a guy. I mean, I've known him for years. I'm honored to call him a friend. He has guys like Brandon, and this is worth saying, guys like him who go out there and they dedicate their lives to making America better, not for any political party. And you heard him. The Republican Party has given him zero support. Zero. What is the point of having a political party, by the way, if you're not going to help people who help sway elections? That is the whole point. The political party. You come up with a platform, then you organize, you put the grassroots efforts together, and you get people elected. It seems Republicans want to spend most of their time putting their efforts into sure bets. And then they abandon the efforts, like Brandon said, where they don't think they have a chance of winning. I've seen this over and over again, by the way, because I like to work on campaigns where the candidates are not very well funded. Maybe they're new campaign, they're new candidates. They don't have a lot of establishment support. It's my favorite campaigns to work on. And I've seen them get completely abandoned by the Republican Party. They're like, you can't win that. We're not giving you any money. We're not giving you any support. Come on, guys. Like, Democrats, especially these new socialist, communist, anti-America hating Democrats, they will do whatever it takes to take this country and do with it what you've seen them wanting to do with it. Literally destroy it from the inside out. We're going to talk about the shutdown here in a second. That shows you what they're willing to do, how much they're willing to punish Americans for not choosing them, like abusive exes. Terrible. This is where the Republicans need to step up, especially these races where it looks like we can't win. You know why? Because even if we don't win, at least we can bring more people on our side. So when the Democrats do the crap that you expect them to do, and that's destroy a city, destroy communities, cause pain on people, at least then you have the people already there to flip that seat to our side so we can go and fix it, just like Donald Trump is trying to do here. No thanks to the Republicans, by the way. So this is why it's vital that Republicans get behind the candidates, even when it doesn't look like we can win. Get behind guys like Brandon Strzok. Get behind these people. They're out there doing it themselves with their own sweat and blood and tears. They're out there on the street trying to organize to save this country from the socialists and communists that want to destroy it. Republicans, help. We have the money. I know I get the damn text messages every day. Contribute, contribute, contribute. What are you doing with my money? Don't put it into races, stupid mailers that are going to throw in the garbage of races we're going to win. Help save America from the communists. And let me show you what Democrats do when they win, okay? Because this is important. We got a government shutdown now that's in its 33rd day. The longest government shutdown ever is, 35 days? So we're a couple of days from that. This shutdown is particularly painful because we're still dealing with all of the Biden-era firings for not getting the COVID jab. We're dealing with all the Biden-era staffing shortages. We're dealing with what we needed to do, but we still have the DOGE cuts. We're trying to make government lean more efficient, and then we just stop paying the ones that we kept. This is bad. This is really bad. And you have a lot of really good, hardworking federal employees in TSA, Homeland Security, even our U.S. military members, FBI, and the organizations you don't think about, like Social Security, who show up and work for free, not getting paid. So the country can still move forward. And the Democrats are not happy that people aren't suffering more. They're mad that you're not suffering enough. So they keep creating new ways to make you suffer So you get mad at Republicans. This isn't a Republican shutdown. This is a Democrat shutdown. Joining me right now to discuss this a little bit further, it's my good friend, Heather McIsaac. No, she only has one legal first name, but I call her Heather because that's what she is on X. Heather, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining today. The Democrats have themselves in a bit of a pickle, I think, because here's where we're at. They shut down the government. They thought it would backfire. They thought they can blame Republicans. Republicans aren't biting. They're not falling for the Democratic traps. The news media is not even covering for Democrats. And now they're inventing this whole SNAP benefit thing. Before they were talking about health care. Now they're talking about SNAP benefits. Anything they can do to try to play on the emotions of the American people to get people upset with the Republicans for their shutdown. How do you think it's going, Heather? And welcome. How are you doing?
Thank you, David. It's always great to be with you.
I'm turned up today, Heather, on a Sunday.
it's my sourdough Sunday. No, but, yes. You know, I think the Democrats, typical political theater, using their constituents as political propagandic pawns. And that is always their move. And then to further gaslight the other side to somehow say it's our fault. They're trying to say that they're winning, which is really sad to even think that when we have children that are going without food, when we have troops that are going without pay, which hasn't happened yet, thanks to Donald Trump.
Yeah.
There's no winning in that. And they have said time and time again that this is leverage for them. And that's disgusting. And furthermore, people that are trying to say that the Democrats are winning, the airline companies are coming out and telling them to open up the government. Unions, which have historically been Democratic, are telling the Democratic Party to open the government. So who are they winning?
Well, they're not winning anybody. You're right. AFSCME, the largest labor union for federal employees, 800,000 members, said just open the government. And you're right. Yep. They've said it over and over again that they're using it for leverage. Over and over again. And even Chuck Schumer said the more they hurt, the better it is for us. But I don't think it is, Heather. Now, talk about these SNAP benefits for a second here, because those are food stamps. They call them SNAP, I guess, because food stamps had a negative con. I don't know when it changed from food stamps to SNAP. When I was younger, we had food stamps. So now there's SNAP benefits. Illegal aliens in the blue states, and I have a clip, but I don't have time to show it before the break. Maybe I'll do it after the break. Illegal aliens actually get a lot of these SNAP benefits. So really, people not getting SNAP benefits hurts, I think, a lot less Americans than people actually think. But they're trying to use this SNAP benefit issue, suggesting that Donald Trump is trying to starve people by not funding SNAP with emergency funds that he actually doesn't have the authorization to fund. He's even asked their lawyers, how can we even do this? You have rogue judges saying, Trump, you have to do it. He's like, there's no appropriations, dude. I can't just do it. He's asking his lawyers. The Democrats, I really think they're just lying as much as they can lie to convince people that this is on Trump. Do you think it's working?
No, because, and what's even more ironic is not too long ago, they had these No Kings protests, right? Because according to them, Trump is doing everything, anything that he wants. Yet when he wants to feed the poor, there are legalities that are stopping him from doing that. Why? Because he's not a king. And it's the children that suffer. I grew up using, when back in the day when we had, it looked like Monopoly money, my mother would give me food stamps to go down to the store to get, you know, whatever it was that she sent me down to the store to get. It's the children that suffer the most. And that's disgusting to me that any Democrat would use a child as leverage.
Well, they'll use anything as leverage. They hate America, and they're just trying to punish Americans for not voting for them, I think. Heather McIsaac, my good friend, please tell everyone how they can follow you in the next 5 seconds.
Liberty Valkyrie on X, Instagram, and TikTok.
It's a great account, guys. Follow her. She's also a good friend. Heather, thank you so much for joining. Guys, we'll be right back after the break.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the Sea Moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the Sea Moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The Methylene Blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. That I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it, that has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's for good, me. Right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And, okay. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones' picture is on, like, my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's
like,
amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in, they go, oh, this person, you're paying them. But, like, no, our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to, like, the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, now you have a 3-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you, because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it like happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where, like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, it's not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize it until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. No, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Welcome back, everybody. It is InfoWars Sunday Briefing. I am David Pollack, still here for the great Nick Sorter on the ground, bringing you all the content you expect Nick to bring you. Independent journalism at its finest. A little tangential moment here about how great Nick Sorter is. He's going to be joining us soon. Here's a guy, honestly, I've known Nick for a few years. Here's a guy who, honestly, does what journalists are supposed to do without even trying to do what journalists are supposed to do. He was doing Spaces on X back when there were early days, just bringing great guests and also asking great questions, bringing great content. Then, of course, he went into the field. You've seen some of his work in places like Hawaii. And then, of course, all of the stuff that he's been doing with Antifa on the ground in places like Portland and Chicago and D.C., going and uncovering what's really behind some of these protests. And understand, this is what journalists are supposed to be doing, and they're not doing it. So Nick is really, he's doing great work for America, and I can't wait to talk to him soon. But before I get to the Antifa stuff, I want to go backwards, ending that tangent, because I want to talk more about this SNAP benefit stuff, and I want to arm you with information, because there's a lot of fake news out here. I'm going to play you a clip real quick showing about these lawsuits. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about SNAP here. Check it out.
Day one of USDA, February 13th, is we sent letters to every governor in America being very clear that no illegal aliens can use SNAP. Zero, zero, zero. We asked every state for the first time in history, and this was in February, to send us their data and let us, with DOGE and a war room, actually start going through this data to better understand how this explosion of SNAP benefits happened under Joe Biden. We increased almost 40% on this program in just a couple of years under the Biden administration. Of course, we know they were trying to buy the election, but that's a conversation for another time. And since we have asked for that data, 29 states have complied. Of course, almost all the red states, a couple of the blue states too. But in that data, and I haven't talked about this yet publicly, in that data, we've studied about $100 billion in spend. We have found thousands and thousands of illegal use of the EBT card. We have been moving people off of SNAP. We've got almost 700,000 people, I think, we've moved off just since the president took office. We've arrested about 118 people. So this has been ongoing. But, Rachel, to your point, what this conversation has allowed is a national spotlight on a broken and corrupt program. We found one guy in six different states getting a benefit. We found about 5,000 people that are dead who are still getting benefits. Like, it is time to drastically reform this program so that we can make sure that those who are truly needy, truly vulnerable, are getting what they need, and the rest of the corruption goes away and we can serve the American taxpayer.
Wow, right? I want you to take a moment here and digest what you just heard. She's talked about a broken and corrupt system that this lapse in funding, the shutdown, is exposing with respect to SNAP. Now, real quick, remember, initially, this shutdown was due to, well, this is complicated, guys. I'm going to try to make this simple. This shutdown, allegedly, the Democrats claimed, was for healthcare. Remember this? It was for healthcare because Republicans wouldn't extend the COVID era subsidies for Obamacare. And explaining that a little bit further, basically, when Obamacare was created 100% by Democrats, not a single Republican supporting it, they passed it with 51 votes in the Senate through the I forget what it's called. Whatever. But they reconciliation. They did it with reconciliation. That way they didn't need the 60 votes, which is a whole nother topic. They set these subsidies themselves. Democrats set these subsidies. And then during COVID, they increased the subsidies. Then they expanded or extended those subsidy increase during Biden. And now again, those COVID era subsidies are set to go back, revert to the subsidies that the Democrats themselves set. Democrats want to increase the subsidies because, and here's the secret, Obamacare is broken. It's failing. Premiums are out of control. The copays are out of control. Doctors aren't even taking insurance anymore. A lot of them are going to cash because the reimbursements are so bad for all insurance. You couldn't keep your doctor despite what Obama said. All of that was exposed when the Democrats supposedly shut down the government to extend these subsidies because they knew that they needed these subsidies to continue in order to convince people that Obamacare isn't broken. Obamacare needs to be reformed. And I'll talk about more of that in a minute if there's time. But the reason why I'm telling you this, and by the way, attached to this shutdown, not healthcare, $1.5 trillion of demands from the radical left to cover things like transgender surgeries in Peru and all the other nonsense that we got rid of during the Big Beautiful Bill. Democrats are trying to hold America hostage to fund these liberal socialist pet projects that you, the voters, rejected, by the way. But SNAP, let me talk about SNAP for a second. Because again, this shutdown exposed the failure of Obamacare. And they started to realize that because people started saying, wait a second, Obamacare is broken. So Democrats immediately shifted from that, and then they started talking about SNAP. Well, what happened when they talked about SNAP? Let me tell you what SNAP is, because a lot of people, what the hell is SNAP? I'm going to tell you. So it's called the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP. Food stamps, before you said it was EBT, there's different ways to pay for food, right? 42 million people use SNAP nationwide. A lot of people, by the way, not American. And the funding lapsed So the Department of Agriculture says they can't use its contingency reserves to pay the November payments. This is what Trump said. Democrats sued, and the judge is like, yes, you have to use it. Well, Trump's saying, I can't. I'm not allowed to. And so that's what's being figured out right now. But as a result, millions of households could see these empty EBT accounts, these empty food stamps accounts, these empty SNAP accounts. But it's showing the failure of SNAP. Now, in October, Trump allowed funds to be used to fund SNAP. He was trying to prevent the pain on the American people. Now, November, we don't have the damn money. And even if we did approve the contingency funds that are out there, it would cover SNAP for an additional 2 weeks. And this is important because this is what Democrats want. Democrats want this thing to go on as long as possible so it creates pain in places like the TSA, our military, our FBI. Because, by the way, they have voted not just to keep the government closed 14 times. They voted against standalone bills that would fund our military and essential federal workers. They voted against those too. They want to hurt the American people. So they need these SNAP benefits to go on for an extra 2 weeks because now it's starting to hurt their people. But it's exposing a lie about SNAP. Non-Americans, illegal aliens, non-permanent or permanent residents that are not American citizens are taking these SNAP benefits from Americans. And now it's being exposed. 40 plus million people on SNAP benefits. It's exposing the problem. Just like Obamacare, its subsidies and the lapse of the expiration of those subsidies are showing Obamacare's failure. And just like Obamacare's failure, it's showing Medicaid's failure. All of these failures being shown by the Democrats, exposing them by the way they do business, which is why Democrats shouldn't win. Now, this legal fight, by the way, about SNAP benefits, two federal judges, surprise, surprise, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, they said that USDA must use these emergency reserves to avoid the lapse. I don't know what's going to happen with this. States are preparing for this. There's certain states have funded their SNAP benefits locally. There are a lot of people are giving food to food pantries and things like this. But that's the SNAP benefits. And let me remind you with this shutdown. And after the break, we're going to shift to Antifa. And sorry for going long on this, but it's important that you guys get the facts because there's a lot of bull out there from the fake news and Democrats and even Democrat politicians who know they're lying to you. They're lying to you about the 60 vote majority. You need 60 votes in the Senate, 60 to pass a spending bill. Republicans only hold 53 seats. Subtract Rand Paul. We only have 52 seats. We need 8 Democrats. And only Fetterman has come over 14 times. They will not even reopen the government with a clean CR, not even to negotiate subsidies, which Trump said he would do. These people are holding the country hostage. Don't fall for it. That's what's going on. Now you're informed. And when we come back from the break, we're going to take a look at Antifa trying to reemerge in places like Portland. But guess what? Our good friend Nick Sorter, he's on the ground exposing it yet again. We will be right back after this.
What out there could have an effect like methylene blue and synergistically work with it to boost it and supercharge it? So I got with Bigley. They've been making supplements long before I got with them. And I got with Chase, who's really smart. And I said, I want you to go to a couple of different formulators and ask them what you think's the best. Announcing, ladies and gentlemen, Ultra Methylene Red. Now, this bottle is 3 times the size of an Ultra Methylene Blue bottle because it's to have the formula, you got to have a lot more stuff in it. But this, ladies and gentlemen, is amazing. And it just came in yesterday. I took it with the Methylene Blue. Incredible workout today. Clarity, focus, it is so amazing. And it works with Methylene Blue. And it works without it. And unlike Ultra Methylene Blue that you can't take if you're on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor or certain other medications, nothing in this has any of those counterindications, but still consult your physician. But when you take it with Ultra Methylene Blue, it just does synergistic things that are amazing. I mean, I had this idea like a month into Methylene Blue exploding. I said, we got to come out with something that's complementary or even better. This is the research from that. You can buy 3 bottles, get 25% off. Buy 2 bottles, get 20% off. Buy 1 bottle, get 15% off. And when you subscribe and you cancel any time, it locks it in at 50% off at thealexjonesstore.com. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. and it's available right now exclusively. Limited first run. A little more comes in a month, but they got a limited run. Chase, tell us about what is in Ultra Methylene Red.
Well, I got to tell you, I've never been prouder of a product launch than I am of this. I really had a heavy hand in this.
So we are officially the first company through the Alex Jones Store that's ever even invented or launched something like this called Methylene Red. So I'm incredibly proud. And so we put this together as both a methylene blue super enhancer, especially with the cognitive focus benefits, the mitochondria empowerment, and the brain dropping off an extra electron for the brain cells. But it's also an incredible standalone product. I mean, just to give you an example, Alex, one of our best sellers when we were still operating the InfoWars store was Ultra 12. And this has everything that Ultra 12 had in it. 206,000% your daily value of vitamin B12 through methylcobalamin. So this is all backed by studies, by the way. We looked very carefully into this. The P5P form of B6 that cranks out GABA, serotonin, and dopamine like a neurotransmitter factory. It's got 5,000 micrograms of neurological B12 that regrows damaged nerve cells and shields your memory from the brain drain agenda from the globalists. It's got 5 grams of TMG, a methyl donor juggernaut that recycles homocysteine, fueling DNA repair and detoxifying your brain. It's got acetyl L-carnitine in it. It's a brain-penetrating carnitine that floods your mitochondria with ATP, which is basically energy and reverses cognitive aging. It's got uridine monophosphate in it, the synaptogenesis rocket fuel that grows new dendritic spines and locks in razor-sharp memory, and just so much more. It's even got the CoQ10 in it, of course, which is huge, huge product that we've sold in different forms in the past. But this is the most impressive compilation of ingredients that I've ever seen in a supplement. I'm very proud that we launched it. I'm very proud that it's our second tincture on the market. And when I'm looking through these studies, I mean, here are the benefits that are listed: migraine prevention, cardiovascular health, antioxidant, cellular protection. We've got neurotransmitter synthesis and mood helps people with depression, according to these studies that I've looked at here. Even energy and fatigue reduction, more cardio production, cognitive support, mood cognition, endothelial function. I mean, it goes on and on. Nerve regeneration, cognitive and mood support.
So that's what you're getting with us, Ultramethylene Red. Everything we sell is the most insanely powerful, best thing we can come up with, because this is what we take, and it's common to want to sell somebody something that really works. So that's why everybody just raves and raves and raves about the products at thealexjonesstore.com.
Wars Sunday Briefing. I'm David Pollack in for the great Nick Sorter. Look, guys, before the break, recapping, we talked about this ongoing government shutdown, these crazy elections right now in places like New York, Virginia, New Jersey, that we are going to just know. We, Republicans, conservatives, anyone who loves America, libertarians, independents, anybody not socialist / communist, you're going to be under an informational assault in the next few days. They're going to tell you that Trump's policies are being rejected in places like New York City, liberal blue New York City, who's going to elect a communist. They're going to say that's a referendum on Trump. New Jersey, maybe we'll take that state. We'll keep that state. It's not looking like we will. They'll blame Trump for that too. Virginia, New Jersey, all these are not races that Republicans are supposed to win. And if we win, it'll be interesting. Now, of course, Nick, I'll bring you in on this one, and then we'll talk about Antifa. Welcome to your show, my friend. What's your early take about these elections? Because, look, you know the Democrats and the fake news are already out there suggesting that if the Democrats win the races they're expected to win, this is a referendum on Trump. What's your take early on?
I mean, if I were the Democrats, I'd be pretty terrified about the fact that you have Jack Cirelli up there in New Jersey. I mean, coming super close. I mean, those polls are razor thin within the margin of error at this point in a state that is supposed to be a Democrat stronghold. What's going on? Yeah. And, you know, that's pretty incredible to me up there. I mean, that you see like the RNC co-chairs on the ground out there. All the Turning Point folks are on the ground out there. I wish I could be helping more out there. I'm only one person, though, and I have to be out here in the People's Republic of Portland to make sure that this BS doesn't spread to other Democrat strongholds across the country. So,
well, let's talk about that. And I don't even call it the People's Republic of Portland. I would call it the Antifa Republic of Portland because the people really don't have a say, it seems. It seems Antifa could do what they want. The police were forced to show up when you and Chad Caton and a couple other guys, what they call them, Tommy Two Time, you know, show up. You were out there early. You were taking the swings on your own. And then a lot of patriots showed up to help you out. Portland police had no choice if you were, I mean, you know, obviously if the audience recalls, Portland police then had no choice but to step in because you guys amassed such an army of people that were there to protect and defend our great officers that are just trying to enforce our immigration laws, which is why we won the election, by the way. But then, of course, the patriots leave and Antifa's up to their nonsense again. This is a clip you posted. This is going to be clip one. I sent this early on. This was something you put up about what's going on right now in Portland after the Patriots left.
You're going to play the victim over here? Is that what's about to happen?
See this? You guys chase these guys away in their black block, as you guys, as it's called, you know, with the umbrellas. Nick, tell me, as soon as the Patriots stronghold left, and then you go back and you see this again. The Portland police leave. These guys immediately return and do this stuff. They're assaulting federal agents again. What's going on down in Portland? I thought it was fixed. It's not fixed. What are we going to do?
No. Well, so that's why I was kind of giving people warning that when that camp was cleared, that doesn't mean that it's the end of Antifa in Portland. There were some people that were saying, that's it, we won, and then they pack it up and go home. There's a reason that I'm still here. This is not even close to being over at this point. You see, the DHS agents, they're understaffed, right? They don't have nearly enough DHS agents there because you still have to have them out in the field doing Title VIII work, doing these deportations. So, you know, this guy was able to get away after banging on that was an ICE vehicle that was trying to pull out of the facility. All of those were ICE vehicles pulling out of the facility. And they were able to stand there and block them. Because Portland police, like, they looked at their watches, you know, stuff was still going on. It was still, heating up for the night. And they're like, oh, well, all right, that's the end of my shift. I'm going home. And then mayhem breaks out. And it happens every single time. It's so predictable. You know, if you had the National Guard there, then this wouldn't be nearly as much of an issue because Trump is trying to put 200 National Guard soldiers to guard that facility. That way we can get the DHS guys back out on the streets and doing the deportation that these leftist rioters, the Antifa militants, and the Portland police are hindering out there.
How much of the... Because, look, you were out there covering it early. They arrested you for covering it, remember? They arrest you for covering it. How much of the Portland police efforts do you think... Because I believe they showed up really to police you guys, not Antifa, because 140-something days... to police Antifa, and they never did. You show up, and journalists like you show up and actually report on what the fake news refused to. And then all of a sudden, the Portland police are out there, but they're there to police you. And then of course, more of you show up after you get arrested, too many of you to police, and then they had to shut it down, I believe, temporarily. How much of the Portland police presence do you think was in response to trying to keep you away, and then in turn, to keep the National Guard away?
Well, most of it, I would say, because, I mean, it ended up making national headlines. Those bike cops really, they typically what they would do before I was there was they would have two liaison officers, which are essentially social workers that don't arrest anybody. They're the only officers in the world that can run up to somebody and say, you're detained, and then the person say, no, I'm not, and be able to walk away freely and never be arrested. And then they went ahead and they... So it was the second night that I was there that they ended up sending out those bike cops. And those are the bike cops are the ones that arrested me after I sought refuge with them. And that has backfired on them tremendously. And it's going to continue to backfire. You'll hear an announcement sometime this week. But, you know, they right now they have two cases that are moving forward in different ways. You have... it back at the district judge that filed the initial TRO to stop the National Guard from coming in is now rehearing the case all over again as if circumstances have changed in the past 2 weeks, which in reality it's and then you've got the en banc hearings for the U.S. Appeals Court. That's going to be a totally separate hearing, a totally separate trial. So it's all stall and delay, because they don't want the National Guard here, because every day that passes by, fewer and fewer people can be deported, because DHS has to focus more and more resources on protecting the facility.
And it's just so, Nick, I can't understand this. For America, who is watching this, and I do believe America is on our side, but for America who's watching this, what are they even protesting, right? I mean, they're protesting not removing illegal aliens, most of them criminals. Antifa shows up and protests, pretends this is actually about immigration. And do the Democrats are supporting, do they really think America wants this? Do they think this is good for them? I mean, they have to have some sort of awareness that this is really bad optics for them. Or do you think they just don't care?
Now, in reality, the Democrat Party is afraid of the extremist wing of their own party, of their own constituency. I use Chuck Schumer as an example. He's terrified of AOC, right? You know, AOC could be lumped in the same category as a bunch of these communists that are standing out there on the streets, protesting what they. I mean, to be honest with you, most of them don't even know what they're protesting. And you go out there and I ask them simple questions. Like how many American citizens has Donald Trump deported? And they say some ridiculous number, like 100 and something, or they'll say, you know, it's a lot. And then I'm like, okay, name one. And they can't name one because there aren't any. The answer is zero. Not a single American citizen has been arrested and deported by Donald Trump's ICE. And you go further than that. You ask them questions like, you know, because last time I was here, I embedded with ICE and I was able to go on a raid, and they arrested a five-time deported pedophile. And I couldn't even get these people outside of ICE to say, okay, you know what? Maybe we should be deporting illegal pedophiles. I mean, I couldn't even get that out of them.
Nick, I honestly believe that it is really not about, like you said, not about immigration. I think what's really this is, it's a testing grounds and training grounds for Antifa, for whatever else they want to be, you know, the oppositional to the American government. I think it's the same people from Europe here. It's the same tactics. This is just training grounds, honestly, for the next fight. It has nothing to do with immigration. Nick, great work. Thank you for letting me cover your show today. We're out of time, as
You're
always,
man,
but
dude.
Man, keep it up. Keep up the great work. I love watching you and all these TV shows, and I'm honored to call you a friend. Thanks so much for letting me fill in for you today, and thank you so much for joining me on your show.
Great job today, David. Really appreciate you, dude.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you. Guys, we are out of time. So much fun we had, as always, here on InfoWars Sunday Briefing. Thank you, Nick, for letting me cover for you guys. And don't forget, join us here. We'll join Nick here next week as he brings you the latest from the war against Antifa and everything else in this crazy country. Take care, everybody.
Therapists in the U.S. say they are seeing increasing numbers of patients with what they call Donald Trump anxiety disorder.
Trump anxiety disorder.
Trump derangement syndrome.
Trump derangement syndrome is clinically real.
It doesn't merely affect individuals, but entire political parties, rendering them unrecognizable.
1 minute, they're perfectly normal. The next, rabid.
The veneer of civilization is evaporating quickly. Families and culture are collapsing. And godless leftists are behaving just like zombies of modern lore.
You can't trust your mother.
Get the hell out of here!
Get the fuck out of here!
Your best friend.
I get that camera out of my face.
The neighbor next door.
Psychologist Dr. Stuart Bassman says for his clients, it started the morning after the election.
Doctors are seeing patients suffering from Trump anxiety disorder.
A number of people are manifesting what I would call post-traumatic stress disorder.
An overpowering fear that President Trump represents the end of the world.
Pray it doesn't happen to you.
Land of the dead!
Rabid.
White males.